And within the creative industry, funding has been a long-standing barrier for Australian artists. However, recently the movement of crowdfunding has been showing potential for change by drawing funding from audiences. With artists moving towards such sources for their projects, could crowdfunding be the answer to the future of the industry? Joining us on the line to discuss this is economist Usman Chohan. Good afternoon, Usman.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And what is crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding is the idea that ordinary people can pool their money together for a specific cause. In the case of artists, it could be pooling money together to fund an artistic project or an artist themselves. So the cool thing is that an artist can then ask a little bit from each fan to realize a large-scale project, and each fan only has to put in a small amount of money to support a cause that they really care about.
And what would you say some of the popular platforms for this are?
The two that you should look at carefully in crowdfunding for the artists are Patreon and Kickstarter. Kickstarter has been especially large in the United States and other countries, and it's got about 10,000 art projects, out of which 1,400 are public art installations, and it's got 600,000 people backing at least one successful project. With Patreon, you have a fewer number of patrons who put in larger amounts of money, and so they really feel like patrons of the arts at a smaller scale rather than just small crowdfunders. And so you have up to $10 million in estimated payouts via Patreon for all sorts of projects, including artistic ones.
Yeah, definitely. And why are artists moving away from traditional methods of social and government support for crowdfunding?
The problem is that in this country, the funding for the arts was already very low, but it's getting very, very bad, especially from the public sector. Government sponsorship and patronage of the arts is appallingly low, particularly when you look at the prosperity of the rest of society, that so small a fraction goes to artists. So you really struggle as an artist in this society, given the cost of living and all the other factors. And so then you have to look for new solutions. So if the government is not supporting it, private investment on its own in an unorganized fashion isn't very strong. So then crowdfunding allows for people who care about the arts, care about specific projects, to pool and fill that gap to a certain extent.
Definitely. And how does crowdfunding impact the arts industry for up-and-coming artists? You've mentioned before about how the arts budget, it is a struggle for artists to get themselves out there. So what about ones that are up-and-coming?
You can think of it this way. With artists in general, a few gains, the gains from artistic funding tend to go to the few very best artists historically. But with crowdfunding, you tend to get more direct approach from the artist to the public, so more artists get discovered, so more money is spread across artists. So it tends to democratize it. It tends to be a much better organizer of patron capital, where people care about it, people put in not so much money, but pooling together, they reach out to artists, and more obscure artists can gain more money because they don't have to go through the traditional channels on the internet. Depending on what you search for, what you find, what you care about, you can find a project that will fit your desire, or an artist will find people who, on the other side, care about what they're doing.
It does seem like it may have a place in the future for artists as well, but what are the risks associated with crowdfunding?
This is a very important question. What you tend to find when you study crowdfunding through academia is that the discourse is actually very much like the anti-public arts funding advocates who say that, oh, let's just let the market deal with this stuff. There's another bigger problem, which is that intellectual property from crowdfunding tends to be a very tricky issue. There was this one invention, for example, called Oculus Rift, which was virtual reality glasses or lenses that was crowdfunded. But then the thing, once it was produced, was sold to a private company. So the original funders did not get anything from it. So these intellectual property issues become very tricky. So if you are a crowdfunder and you give a bit of money and you come up with a rock, your patronize artists comes with a rock star project. If they sell it off, what do you get from it? That's the issue. Then there's also a tax issue. So economists like me look at how your decisions are impacted by taxes. And the tax deductible part of it is a bit of a question in this country. So those are 3 points. And the last point is that government ultimately, or the public pool of finance, has to fill its role in this society. As with all developed societies, there has to be a preservation of our patrimony, our artistic patrimony. So the crowdfunding cannot replace that. You have to be a very hardline free market person to think incorrectly that crowdfunding can replace the public protection of the arts.
And what would you say would be the most that needs to improve with crowdfunding to become the prime way of sourcing funding for creatives?
I think that it's going in the right direction, but you have to look at issues that I've mentioned, for example, intellectual property law, taxation, right? Some of the detailed stuff, how to make sure that more and more artists get more and more accessibility. Then the artists themselves have to brush up a little bit on their marketing. We have to make sure that crowdfunding reaches out to more people. But those things happen, that spreading the word stuff is happening automatically. Crowdfunding gets bigger and bigger. I mean, I was telling you $10 million has been pledged on Patreon. Like, it's a big deal. So ultimately, I think that there's some structural and legal issues that need to be worked out. And it's not easy to figure that out, but that's part of the digital era. Like, there's a lot of big questions out there, and crowdfunding's patronage of the arts is just one of them.
I'm sure we will see more of crowdfunding in the future as well in the arts industry. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was economist Usman Chohan discussing crowdfunding and the future of artists.